It's here and now, and it's Christmas, and that, of course, means our annual visit with the jolly old soul in the red cap and suspenders. I'm referring, of course, to Mr. Ron Cohen, my former high school choir director at J.F. Kennedy High School on Long Island in New York, a longtime Jewish champion of Christmas music. Mr. Cohen, Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
So good to see you again. We've looked at huge choral pieces over the years, operas, Giancarlo Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors. But this year, carols and kind of different takes on carols. Start with what inspired us thinking about this, because we both watch The Voice.
Well, I was watching The Voice, and there is this guy, Jordan Smith.
Yes, we both knew he would win.
I just knew it. There's something about when I used to audition the choir. I was always looking for a sound, and this guy had the sound. There's a certain trumpet that he has as a voice. There's something in a person's voice. Jordan Smith has that sound that just goes right to the soul.
Well, he's the 22-year-old from Kentucky who wowed the judges on The Voice. When he sang, everyone sang Christmas carols one night, and Adam Levine from Maroon 5 did not know this carol, but we do.
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
Just beautiful. Lyrics written by Mark Lowry and music written by Buddy Green. Originally recorded by Christian recording artist Michael English on his self-titled debut solo album in 1991. But you have another version you want us to hear.
Yeah, the thing that really got me when I was watching this, I thought of Pentatonix, which is a very, very hot group right now. The thing I like about the Pentatonix version is that when you have something that's really something special to say to somebody, and it's something glorious, how do you hold it in? So Jordan is sort of like the prelude, and then Pentatonix, the part I want to play, is just like bubbling over. They can't say enough. Listen.
Yeah. Let's turn to a more traditional, older carol, one that, in fact, was quite a tradition at our school.
Let me tell you, Robin, when I look back at 33 years of teaching, the one thing that touches my heart more than anything ever was the processional O Come Emmanuel.
O come, O come, Emmanuel. The text, Latin, first documented in Germany in 1710. The tune might have been the 15th century France. Tell me more about the song itself and how you like it sung.
I like it to be done what we call legato. This is a beautiful long line which is matches the processional. The rejoice section. You can feel rejoice, because I used to have the kids stand up individually and say, what would make you feel rejoice? And there can be a rejoice in the spirit that's very quiet. There can also be a rejoice that's very exuberant. And that's why I'm looking forward to having people hear the next version of the rejoice.
Let's listen. It's Glad, the Christian pop rock group.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in my
just beautiful, and I'm betting you wish you had them in your choral room, because you'd be screaming at us, rejoice!
I said to one kid, what would make you feel rejoice? He said, if I won the county championship in wrestling. I said, you just wanted to. I said, what would you do? He went, rejoice! I said, that's about time.
Okay, let's take a look at different versions of perhaps the most iconic of all Christmas carols, Silent Night. First of all, such a lovely story. How did it get written?
Around 1818, this traveling group went to Oberndorf in Austria, and they put on a little play about the birth of Christ. This gentleman named Joseph Moore sees this, And he's so touched that after he gets through, he goes out and he's sitting on this hill overlooking this beautiful little town.
Like a Christmas card.
And it is. And he writes this lovely, lovely verse, Silent Night. But he says, it needs music. Most incredibly fortunate, the organ was broken.
Some people say mice.
Yes, right. Whatever it was, God bless the mice. Because the organist was a guy named Franz Gruber. And he only had access to a guitar, which is basically 1-4-5-1, the three bass chords. And he writes Silent Night.
Hmm. Begin with a great gospel singer, Mahalia Jackson.
Picture this beautiful, special lady, and I can just see her singing, which you're about to hear, to her grandchild.
Silent night, holy night,
as special as she is, the point of this is there are different versions that give a different take on the same thing. The melody is so special. It can be looked at in so many ways. So why don't we listen to Chris Botti do it on trumpet?
Funny, you talk about voices having a trumpet quality.
There you
That's
go.
A trumpet that has a voice quality.
That is correct.
Another singer, Bing Crosby.
When you put on a comfortable pair of old slippers, you gotta listen to Bing Crosby.
Silent night, holy night.
So single voices singing Silent Night, single trumpet solo. What about a choir?
Well, why not take the choir that really started it all in our country in terms of a cappella singing, the great St. Olaf Choir from Minnesota. They do a song called Night of Silence that was written in 1981 by Daniel Cantor. The choir starts with this melody that people don't know that well. Mm-hmm. But the thing that's terrific is that at the very end, the conductor turns to the audience so they can be part of it, and they sing Silent Night against the choir, sort of in counterpoint.
It's hard to top that, but we've got one last version from Mannheim Steamroller. Remind us who they are.
Mannheim Steamroller was founded by Chip Davis in 1974. They're sort of thought of as symphonic pop.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this so important to me? And I'm so glad I'm here to talk about it. Because for 27 years, at processional night, we'd go into the choir room at the very end of the evening after rehearsing, and I'd have all the thousands of lights on the tree lit up, and I'd put on the Mannheim Steamroller version. And they'd sit there in awe, and the seniors knew it was their last time ever. And at the very end, you could hear the audio of the sleigh going right across the room and just fading with the bells.
Mm.
And the seniors, including the athletes, would get tears in their eyes. My mother, in this Jewish family, for some reason, had this incredible love of Christmas. And the first thing I ever heard was Silent Night.
Mm.
And I just took her over to my house and put all the lights on, and she sat back, and I played Silent Night, Mannheim Steamroller.
And she's now?
She's turning 98 on January the 23rd.
Ron Cohen, thank you.
Thank you.